This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So the key to the St. Louis Cardinals season apparently is I need to go out of the country more often, Frank Cusumano, because they're on a winning streak ever since I left for Greece. Maybe I should leave again tonight. How are you?
There does. Yes, very good, and welcome back. We missed you very much, but there does seem to be a connection. When you leave, the Cardinals get hot.
Well, I will say this. You know, the crew that I was with, the 97.1 FM Talk listeners, we were all very dialed in, certainly to the Blues, and we know how that ended, but the Cardinals as well. And I'm very, very encouraged as a fan because not only are that 500, but they're playing pretty good baseball, and there's an opportunity. Now, as you'll probably remind us, they weren't playing the best teams when they caught up here, but a win is a win, and a series win is certainly a series win, and a series sweep is awesome.
Yeah, and two of those five wins in their five-game winning streak came against the New York Mets last Sunday, so that's pretty good. And here's the thing, too, is tonight in Washington, they're going to get back Ivan Herrera, who could be their best offensive player. So you add that 1,000 OPS to a team that's got some offensive some weapons right now performing, and this is an interesting situation for the Cardinals. Mark, I think the most fascinating thing about it is this, is we all knew going into this season it was a reset season. So what that means is you got to find out about Nolan Gorman and you got to find out about Jordan Walker. Get them 500 at-bats. Find out about these 22 and 24-year-old guys with all this potential. Well, John Mozeliak said a few hours ago, there is a runway, but it's not an infinite runway. So I could picture a scenario, well, if Walker doesn't hit, and God hope he does, that they make this move and they make Burleson the full-time right fielder, and they play Herrera as the DH. So we want to find out, but you know what? You're only three games behind the Cubs. You got to try to win.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Frank, we've also seen the Cardinals' bullpen during this stretch here, plus those five games as well, perform better as of recent. And we saw that, you know, they've started mixing it up, bringing some guys down from AAA. We've also seen Michael McGreevy get a little bit of time. He looked great in that win against the Mets last weekend. Gordon Graceffo has had some impact in the bullpen. I have to imagine that the fans are probably, maybe they're even getting a little bit more interested because some of those guys that they wanted to see up with the club at the beginning of the year are having success but are back with the club.
Yeah, it's a great point, Ethan. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Michael McGreevy came up and pitched 5 1/3, I think, of one-hit baseball that he was sent back to Memphis. Now, you could argue he couldn't help them in the next 3 or 4 days, but there's no way that Michael McGreevy is not one of the 12 best pitchers in the organization. And Graceffo has lights-out stuff. And the guy you didn't mention who has been their best setup guy is Kyle Leahy. Kyle Leahy, who's been out of sight. Jojo Romero had a rough start, but he's getting it together now. So, you know, look, the two most important things in life, good friends and a good bullpen, and the Cardinals have the latter for the last couple of weeks.
And the Nationals are a couple of games under 500, but how do we find them right now? Are they halfway decent?
I tell you what, they have good young pieces offensively. but they're not a finished product. And this is a series that you have to win and hopefully sweep, because it's going to get a lot more difficult. If you look at the next 18 games after that, a lot of quality teams on the Cardinals schedule.
Yeah, the Phillies are next, right, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Hey, listen, I missed this because I was back on Wednesday night, but our friend Alex Rich, who visits with us on Wednesdays, and he's on Y98, but he did the national anthem the other night at the soccer game. Listen to this. Unfortunately, it's hard to hear the audio there, but when I listened to it on my phone, he did a great job. And City's in action again this weekend, tomorrow night, right, Frank?
Yes, and they had a good victory, but that's the good news. The bad news is it was against Union Omaha, which is the equivalent of being a double-A team. So it wasn't a true MLS team. But there you host San Diego tomorrow. Hopefully you can get a little momentum from that game the other night and play well on Saturday night.
One thing that was a little stark, I will say this. Alex shared that with me, that video and the audio. I thought it was going to sound a little bit better on the air, and it didn't. But there was nobody in the stands there. What was up with that?
Well, horrible weather, and it wasn't a game on the season ticket package, and they weren't playing an MLS team. They were playing that USA Cup series. They advanced to the Sweet 16. They'll go to Minnesota next in that tournament. And I imagine if they got to the semifinals, they'd even draw well for that.
How do the Blues and the Blues fans get over the heartbreak from this week?
I can't.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, I tell you, on Monday morning, let's see, was it Monday?
Tuesday.
No, it was Tuesday morning we had the press conference, and I thought Jim Montgomery said the most telling thing. It hurts worse now than it did on Sunday night. Mm. You don't get over this. I mean, I don't care if Jim Montgomery is 65 years old and playing golf at Belle Reve. He's going to remember what happened in Winnipeg on that Sunday night. Yeah. But the good news is their roster is loaded with all this young talent, and they have a chance to, you know, right the wrong one day.
You know what I thought of, and you know, you're always going to, whenever you have a great sports moment, and I could take you back, we can all go back to 2011, and I was sitting right behind the Texas Rangers dugout, and it looked like they were going to win the World Series, and I was going to have to watch Nolan Ryan, who was a few rows in front of me, celebrate that, and then we snagged that from them. So in every great sports story, there's someone that really hurts badly, and that's certainly the case with the Blues right now.
Yeah,
but a strong future, a strong future. And I watched, I kind of got into hockey here in the postseason. I watched that game with the Golden Knights and Edmonton last night. Was a fantastic game, but the Knights are up against it now because I think they're down 2-0.
They are, and Edmonton, by the way, has Trent Frederick Roofing, a hole in your roof, or a whole new roof on their squad, getting regular minutes and doing a good job for them.
All right, what about the NBA? What the hell is going on with Jason Tatum right now?
They need to lay off of him.
Oh my goodness, there's a social media post of Tatum sitting on the bench, and the caption underneath it was, Steve Kerr was right. He shouldn't have played in the Olympics. I mean, it is so nasty. It's almost like he's done like domestic abuse or abused drugs. The guy's had a couple of bad shooting days, and it's, you know, he was 5-19. He had his shot blocked in the dying moments the other night, which could have won it. He's not playing great. They're going to be in New York, and teams that win their first two games on the road in the series have an 87% chance of winning. And unfortunately for Jason, he's catching all the heat in Boston right now.
All the blame. The vitriol is it's shocking.
All right, hey, 30, 40, 45 seconds. What's coming up Sunday night?
Mark, I don't say this as hyperbole, but I think it's going to be our best Sports Plus show ever. Ooh. Here we go. Al Hrabowski got into the Hall of Fame.
Oh. Nice.
We tell the Hungo story from start to finish. Mr. Bush threatening him. The fights with the Cubs. The fights with the Astros. And him getting into the Cardinal Hall of Fame and what that meant to him. It's a really moving story. We have an 80-year-old marathon runner from this area who fell down a flight of stairs, broke her neck, but completed the Boston Marathon 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And then we go one-on-one with John O'Leary. Of course, his movie about to come out and some of the things he said about Jack Buck. Going to be a good 30 minutes of programming on Sunday night.
I was with this group in Greece, and we were sharing with some folks from Minnesota who are not familiar with the John O'Leary story, how awesome that is. So I can't wait. I had John on a couple of weeks ago. Frank, great to hook up with you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday.
Sounds great, guys. Have a good one.
Bye. Jane, have a great weekend.
I will.
Enjoy your wine day on the hill, right?
I will.
We'll see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.